Chevra, to start the 5 minute var tonight, I have to start with just a little story. Because our mom is blown away by it. He'll be totally embarrassed, but I have to tell the story. Last week, during Shir, I quoted a Torah from the Berem Hayam Chayim. And usually when I quote Torahs from Svarim, I like to quote it inside the Sefer. And I mentioned in the Torah, I just happened to mention in the Torah, that I thought I had a Berem Hayam Chayim at home, and that Thursday night when I went to my shelf, I realized I don't have a Berem Hayam Chayim. I didn't own a Berem Hayam Chayim. I don't even think I said I didn't own it. I just didn't have it here, whatever I said exactly. This past week, I think it was Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was Wednesday night. No, it couldn't be Wednesday. It was less than, maybe it was, I don't remember. I don't know if day to day these days, a lot going on in the world. One of the Heilige Talmidim, Shlomo Yaakov calls me up and says, Rebbe, can I come over for a couple minutes? I have something for you. And Shlomo Yaakov came over, and Shlomo Yaakov has a bag. He says, first, we speak for a few minutes. He says, I bought you a little present. He bought me a set of Berem Hayam Chayim. And Mamish, it was so sweet and so special, because he heard that maybe I didn't have it. So he said, how could I not have the sefer? And he went to the farm store right away. I obviously didn't ask him for it. Obviously didn't anything. To see somebody connected to what we spoke about before, someone who cares, and someone who is thinking about others. Mamish, we should all learn from such a tzaddik. So I couldn't not sit and learn Berem Hayam Chayim this week. So I want to share the first Torah I had discussed to learn in the new Sefer, in the Berem Hayam Chayim. He brings down that right at the beginning of when Kabbal Zatorah, the parasha of Kabbal Zatorah, in Perek Yotas Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayavo Moshe came by Yikra Lezikne Om. And he called to the elders of the nation. And he points out, the Berem Hayam Chayim says, if you look through the rest of the parasha of Kabbal Zatorah, from that point on, it always refers to us, B'nai Yisrael, as Ha'om, the nation. And he says, it doesn't make any sense. We know the more chashuv reference to us is B'nai Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael. Why we refer to as Ha'am, which is more of a belittling name. Specifically, we're talking about Kabbal Zatorah, Nasav and Ishma, Mamish, Dardeya, and it's referring to us throughout it, time and time again. If you go through the Pesukim, it's just Moshe, Zikne'am, Vyanukolam, Divrei'am, it's the whole entire, for the rest of the Parsha called Torah. At the end of the Parsha, after the episode of Kabbal Zatorah, it goes back to B'nai Yisrael, but it's clear the whole time of Kabbal Zatorah, it's only referring to him as Ha'am, the nation. Why is that? It's so strange. So he says, he brings down from the Heilige Zohar. He says, the Zohar brings down in Parshas Kisiso that when we see Ha'am, Ha'am is referring to the Erev Rav. Ha'am is referring to the lowliest members of Klal Yisrael. And sometimes it refers to us, the entire Klal Yisrael, but in reference to show that they're a part of that, that the Erev Rav is a part of that. When we talk about B'nai Yisrael, he says, B'nai Yisrael is all the Kaddishtika Yidden without the Klipas, without those who are the Risham, those who are not perfect, those who are the Erev Rav. Ha'am is referring more to the Erev Rav themselves or Klal Yisrael together with the Erev Rav. And therefore, what's the Torah trying to teach us? What Moshe Rabbeinu trying to teach us? Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us when we learn about the Torah of Kabbal Zatorah, when we learn about the acceptance of the Torah, no one could say Chas V'Sholom, none of us should ever say, that, oh, you know, the Torah is for the Gedolim. The Torah is for the Tzaddikim. The Limud HaTorah, to be Amo B'Torah, Shkoyach, when I was in Yeshiva maybe, at that point, when I was at my highest point in Kedusha and Yerushalayim, or it's for Chveshnish, those who are learning Koilal, me, I'm a Pashut Yid, I'm going to keep mitzvahs, I'm going to... Kabbal Zatorah and Limud HaTorah, it's for each and every one of us. It's for Ha'am. Whatever level we're holding on, wherever we are, and there are no excuses. And therefore, specifically, in Parash of Kabbalah, the Torah wants to say Ha'am. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his whole avodah, as Arizal says, he on his own included the Erev Rav. He on his own decided to include the Erev Rav. Because he wanted to bring them up. And he wanted to lahalos them. Through what? Through Torah. And each and every one of us has to understand in our lives as well. The Torah is for each and every one of us, whatever level we're holding. And that's why as well the Torah was given in the Midbar. You think, where should the Torah be given? Torah should be given in Eretz Yisrael. Torah should be given in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Torah should be given on our Sinai, on Har HaBayis. Why? It's so strange. Torah is given on our Sinai, it's a mountain, we don't even know where it is. The middle of the Midbar. That's exactly the point. The Torah is for Ha'am, it's for every member of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah is for each and every one of us, wherever we are. It doesn't have to be in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. It's also here in Cedarist and in Woodmere. It's also on the train to the city. It's also in our office when we have a few minutes break. It's also in dental school. Wherever we are, Torah is for us. It's in the Midbar. And Torah is for the Erev Rav. And Torah is for every one of us to connect us to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Be'ez Hashem, each and every one of us should be Zoicha to connect to the Hilgit Torah. And be'ez Hashem, each and every one of us will be Zoicha to connect through the Torah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And be Zoicha to only Simcha and Bracha always. The Hilgit Shabbos Kodesh. Be'ez Hashem, Baruch.